This is JIS News coming up. Education Minister to launch school cleanup campaign. KSAC to deploy volunteers in education drive against CHIKV. And Finance Minister presents positive report to Parliament. The news in detail after this break.
Media practitioners wishing to cover the IMF's 2014 High-Level Caribbean Forum at the Montego Bay Convention Center, October 23 to 24, must be accredited. Accreditation form available on the JIS website at jis.gov.jm. Complete and submit to jhunter@jis.gov.jm or 58A Halfway Tree Road, Kingston 10, no later than Wednesday, October 15.
If you're taking paracetamol to treat chikungunya fever and the symptoms worsen, seek medical attention. A message from the Ministry of Health.
Now the news. Jamaica's economic performance for the 2013-2014 fiscal year and the first quarter of the current financial year have been positive. That's the word from Minister of Finance and Planning, Dr. Peter Phillips, who tabled the interim report on the fiscal policy paper for the 2014-2015 fiscal year in Parliament Tuesday. The fiscal policy paper provides, among other things, information on the economic outturn of the previous financial year and projections for the succeeding financial year and the medium term.
The economy returned to growth during the September 2013 quarter and has remained positive to date. Our challenge now is to secure higher levels of growth and job creation than is currently programmed in the extended fund facility.
The finance minister says inflation is expected to remain within the band of 7-9% for the 2014-2015 and 2015-2016 fiscal years and is expected to continue trending downward over the medium term. The Ministry of Education is to launch a cleanup campaign in schools geared at ridding them of mosquito breeding sites. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the initiative is part of a national effort to reduce vector-borne diseases, including the chikungunya virus, CHIKV. Emphasis will be placed on the island's 2,600 early childhood institutions, and key stakeholders are being urged to join the campaign to keep school compounds clean.
And we're inviting parents and teachers to let us make our schools wellness centers and our little children must glean the habits there, the habits of cleanliness, the habits of personal sanitation, the habits of environmental sustenance and protection and enhancement.
Minister Thwaites was speaking at the Barita Education Foundation's 10th anniversary breakfast forum earlier this week. The Kingston and St. Andrew Corporation, KSAC, will be deploying some 31 volunteers throughout the municipality today as part of a public education drive to control the spread of chikungunya. The KSAC has been partnering with several other government entities to clear areas where the outbreak has been reported by officials at the health department. Speaking at the monthly KSAC meeting Tuesday, Deputy Mayor Andrew Swaby said over 100 volunteers will be trained to assist with public education in the mitigation exercise. Training will be conducted in partnership with the Office of Disaster Preparedness and Emergency Management. Mr. Swaby says the volunteers will work in groups and engage community members in eliminating breeding sites, promoting personal care, and creating public awareness through the distribution of flyers. And the government is taking proactive steps to facilitate the growth and development of the information communication technology ICT sector. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says work is on in earnest to ensure ICT infrastructure, in particular the internet, is available to all Jamaicans. He says libraries, post office, health centers and police stations have been given high-speed internet service through financing from the Universal Service Fund. Additionally, Minister Robinson says over 187 community access points, CAPS, with broadband internet service have been established.
So through those efforts, the island-wide broadband network, the community access points, or tablets in school project, and the e-learning project, we are ensuring that all Jamaicans have access to the internet.
Minister Robinson says providing access to the internet will facilitate a culture of innovation and entrepreneurship. He was speaking at the first National Conference on Digital Game Design and Development at the Caribbean Institute of Media and Communication, CARIMAC, University of the West Indies, Tuesday. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.